in harm's way.
This is the end of your blasphemy.
No, you're in there.
Traitor!
Kill them!
We will not have Roman Catholics
ever again!
Destroy the Catholics!
Kill them all!
Ready your swords beyond the gate!
Turn
it! Break it down!
Out of the way!
Hurry!
Hurry! This thing is
dead!
We must warn the others!
Mother Superior!
Mother.
During the reign of the English monarch, Charles II, a man named Titus Oates conspired with some other men and invented something called the Popish Plot. In it, they claimed that Catholics would assassinate the king in order to put his brother, James, who was Catholic, on the throne. Then James would supposedly massacre thousands of non-Catholics. The Popish Plot nurtured the feelings of animosity and discrimination towards Catholics that permitted secret societies to organize the rabble and incite them to violent acts of terrorism. Although later, after a thorough investigation, it was officially condemned as completely untrue, not one of the instigators was ever punished for their perjury, and no apologies were ever offered to the many victims of the anti-Catholic violence which it spawned. On one such occasion, a hateful mob had broken into the convent of St. Mary's in the city of York with intentions of destruction, desecration, and sacrilege.
Mother!
The mob!
They broke it through the gates!
What can we do?
They'll kill us!
There's so many of them, dear Jesus. Help us.
But what evil have they come to do to us?
Surely they've come for the Holy Eucharist, Mother.
They'll head straight for the chapel.
Hurry, everyone. Follow me.
The Mother Superior swiftly led her little band
through
the familiar convent halls. Glancing anxiously at her nuns, she listened to the furious clamor of the mob resounding on all sides.
I can hear them.
Steadily growing louder as the attackers drew closer and closer. It was evident to her that they, too, were heading for the chapel.
Never make
it. We must try.
Let's go.
We can make it there first.
Hurrying into the house of God, the women were relieved to discover that Jesus still dwelt undisturbed in the tabernacle.
Where are they?
They're not here.
We still have a chance.
What did I tell you?
God be praised.
We made it before they did.
Yes, but they won't be long.
We must hurry.
Indeed. We have no time to lose.
Hurry, Mother.
With prompt yet reverential hands, the Superior approached and opened the tabernacle. She had obtained special permission that in situations of severe danger, she may remove the Blessed Sacrament herself and take it to safety.
We must hurry.
Carefully removing the ciborium from the tabernacle, she concealed it under her cloak.
Now, quickly, my daughters!
Hurry, Mother!
But no sooner had she turned to leave when a loud din resounded from the hall. They were indeed trapped, as the raging attackers had blocked all means of escape. After a brief, intense moment of prayer, the Mother Superior turned to her trembling sisters.
We have come to protect our dear Lord, but as we are no longer capable of doing it ourselves, we must turn to another means.
Looking at the terrified faces of her beloved daughters, the Superior's eyes fell on a large statue of Saint Michael. Gripped suddenly with a compulsive inspiration, she ordered her nuns to move the archangel to the chapel's entrance. Then, in a voice at once both powerful and pleading, she cried out,
O divine Lord, protect yourself, for we are no longer able to rescue you.
At that moment, the crazed mob, seething with demonic hatred, came bearing down upon the chapel. Blasphemous shrieks rent the air, but as the armed throng rushed towards the nuns, the curses died on their lips. The mob's frantic surge had suddenly frozen, inexplicably halting before the statue of the great archangel. Slowly, the expressions on their faces changed from rage to terror.
No.
Then, for no apparent reason, the intruders suddenly stumbled back, turned away, and ran.
Let's get out of here!
Get out of the way!
I'm there!
Don't look back!
Get out of here!
Get out!
Hurry! Go!
Get me!
Just go!
Within moments, not one of the would-be attackers remained in the building.
They're gone?
They're not here.
They're gone. They just left?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, it was a miracle.
We're saved. Blessed be God.
And blessed be his glorious protector, Saint Michael.
Thank you.
This is truly a miracle.
Blessed be God.
Thank you, Saint Michael.
It was a miracle. Their enemies' wicked designs had been utterly destroyed. But by what? A mere statue? Obviously, they had experienced more than that. No doubt, the Prince of the Heavenly Host had shown those cowards the army that they were really attacking by invading the Catholic convent and chapel, and whose wrath they were incurring by their evil. Wise indeed was their decision to not pit forces against the great archangel and those he protects. After the miracle of the rescue, the statue of Saint Michael was permanently installed at the chapel's entrance in gratitude and memory of the wondrous event. And every year thereafter, in grateful memory of the miraculous rescue, the feast of Saint Michael was celebrated with great reverence and solemnity at the convent of St. Mary's.